Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey girl, surprise! I wanted to drop a bonus episode for you today. I wanted to share another behind the scenes look at a customized habit loop I did for a client. Honestly, habit loops are one of my favorite habit hacks, followed by habit stacking and habit tracking, and they all work together. But first, you have to kind of take a step back and think of how can I take action with the habits I already have throughout the day in order to create new habits. Since we have so many tabs open in our heads, we need simple strategies like this. If we just think about, oh, I want to work out more, more than likely, you won't do it. We've all been there, right? I love sharing these with you to inspire you to create your own habit loops and hopefully just feel seen and not so alone. In many of these schedule audits that I do, there are a lot of common challenges that I see, like work commitments, just time in general, convenience and sustainability when it comes to eating healthy, where you are at in your life right now, right? Are you the mom of real littles? Are you the mom of teenagers? Are you in perimenopause? Are you going into menopause? Are you not sure? And even just the drive time to and from work, like that's a big time commitment too. So let's share this together. And like I said, hopefully inspire you to create your own habit loop. So let me give you a little background on our friend today. So she's 44. She's a wife, a mom of two sport-loving boys, ages 8 and 11. I get that. Like all the sports. All the sports. And she's a first grade teacher as well. Has a lot of extra meetings. Leaves the house super early. Soon as she gets home, has mom Uber time, driving all the kids to practices. Weekends are busy with travel up to an hour away as well. I feel like this is probably one of the most relatable schedule audits you're going to hear because this sounds so relatable. I talk to a lot of teachers as well too, and I love you teachers. Her goal is more movement, having a little bit of high blood pressure, gaining a little weight, arthritis. She wants to feel good and strong. Ooh, I love this so much. Notice she didn't say, I want to feel skinny. She's like, I want to feel good, and she wants to feel strong. And her biggest obstacle is just, like it sounds, her schedule, right? Her schedule. So she also kind of threw in there as well, she wanted to meal prep a little bit more and have a little bit more organization around the house. And so we'll cover meal prep a little bit in this habit loop example for her as well. So she gave me a rundown of what her typical day looks like. Let me just give you a big overview of what this looks like. So we kind of break this down. When I do a schedule audit, they do an AM block, a work block, and a PM block. So just to make it simple, like three big time blocks. The morning block, get up about 5:30, 5:45, bathroom, shower, brush teeth, let the dog out, feed them, eat breakfast unless it's prepped, or eat when they get to work, make coffee, take supplements, get one son snack ready for school, 6:30, leave the house. It's so early. Teachers, I know you get up so early. Work block, she's a teacher, so 7 a.m., get to work, kids arrive 7:55, day ends around 2:30, 2:30 to 3, clean up, prep, meetings, etc. P.M. block, here's where it gets a little dicey. I feel that too. So 3:30, get home, put away everything, pick up, maybe lay down and decompress for 15 minutes. 4 o'clock, kids get home, 4:30, practices. And it can vary day to day. She could be at the rink, she said, for an hour, then have a 20-minute drive home. Some days they don't leave till 4:45 or 5:30 for practice, and generally home by 7:30, start to cook. She didn't have time before she left. Honestly, I feel like she needs to decompress. I feel that, girl. 8:30, clean up from eating, cooking dishes, get the kids showered, ready for bed, get herself ready for bed by 9:15, pick out clothes for the next day. 9:30, relax. 9:45, I get the kids to bed, and 10 p.m. bed for her. So I love how you all are so vulnerable and share your details of your day with me. That's a lot to like even sit down and think about every little detail that you do in a day. And I know her main goal was wanting to get more movement in. And I also brought up, I know she mentioned meal prep as well. And I feel like this is something that will really help her with her health goals. Organization is something we can cover when she's inside of the accelerator program, because we have a whole section on habit loops around disorganization and organizing your life, because I hear that a lot as a big mindset challenge from y'all. So here's a couple habit loops that I think would be helpful for this busy teacher and sports mom. So the first habit loop was morning movement. So I want her to move her wake up time to 5 a.m., just 30 minutes earlier. So the cue is her alarm goes off, head to the bathroom. Her workout clothes are already laid out the night before. So that's a visual cue. Routine, just 15 minutes of a strength training workout. The reward is a dopamine hit, and she's proud and accomplished that her workout is done. And she did mention she does prefer working out from home. She does have some equipment. And I suggested to her looking into an online program to help guide her movements, in particular strength training, to help build more muscle, which we all need as ladies, especially in our 40s. And this can aid in weight loss and support her joints further since she's starting to deal with arthritis. And I want her just to try this 3 times a week and see how this goes. You see, I didn't tell her, okay, 5 days a week, I want you to get up at 4:30, go to a 5 a.m. Orange Theory workout Monday through Friday. Like, that's not sustainable. But a tiny little movement habit at 15 minutes each day, and she's going to bed at a reasonable time where I feel like she could get up a half an hour earlier. The second habit loop is PM meal prep. So her cue is clean up from dinner. She always does that. Routine, plan out a slow cooker meal for the next day and have your kids help you by laying everything out for you to either put it in the slow cooker in the morning or for after work. The reward is you feel great about having a plan for the next day and your kids will take more ownership. I feel like her boys are at a really great age to help lay out snacks or lunches for the day, but also get involved with the meal prep, especially if you ever find yourself having picky eaters. This always helped if my boys just knew what we were going to have and they took ownership in it. A lot of times they would eat it, or I'd be like, okay, well, if you don't want this, you can lay out something else that I can help you make the next day, right? So I think this will help a lot. I feel like a lot of us need to do this with our busy evening schedules, because then we find ourselves eating like Cinnamon Toast Crunch at 9:30 p.m. because we're just so exhausted, but we're hungry and all the things. Not like I'm speaking from experience or anything. And we actually cover this inside of the Accelerator program. We do a Sunday reset where we're planning out our meals for the week. That way we have a plan. And then the last habit loop I gave her was just to practice movement at her kids' practices. I feel like she already does this as well. The cue is she's at her kids' practice, routine, walk and listen to a book or podcast, habit stack, movement, and getting some type of personal development or listening to like a fun podcast or book as well. The reward is movement and relaxation and time for you. So my suggestion was for her to use a habit tracker over the next 21 days and see how it goes and adjust accordingly. You can see these are just so itty bitty, but it's going to create so much consistency and momentum because it's realistic. Right? I think sometimes we talk about it all the time. We have that all or nothing mentality. And I love that for you. I love that for me. But sometimes we got to be realistic with the time we have in the day and the overwhelming feeling of even just trying to do these things. It's super tiny. I'm excited to see how she does over the next 21 days. And of course, tracking will take it to the next level. That way you have some facts and data over the next 21 days to show you how awesome you did. I absolutely love this part of my job. It doesn't even feel like a job. I love being able just to take a big look at your schedule and share these with you on the podcast to inspire you, to help you feel seen, and maybe give you some own ideas for creating your own habit loops in your day. We do this in our bi-monthly group calls inside of our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. And I hope this helps inspire you to take action on your own habit loops. This is Atomic Habits for Women at Play. This is real habit loops for real life, busy working millennial moms. All right, girl, I'm sending you a great big hug. Thanks for listening today on this bonus episode. I'll catch up with you next week. Hey, girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen. It's linked in the show notes to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.